Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. There were seven battleground states in the presidential election, and President-elect Trump swept all seven as ABC News projects him as the winner in Arizona. He'll meet with President Biden Wednesday in Washington. ABC's Mary Alice Parks at the White House says it's a signal of a smooth transition of power.
Trump did not attend his inauguration, never conceded that he lost to Biden. But this go-around, Biden and Vice President Harris making a point of saying they think that they owe it to the American people, that it is important to the health and safety of the democracy to help with the continuity of government.
Crews in Ventura County, California, say they've made progress on the wildfire that's destroyed over two dozen buildings, but there are dozens of fires burning in New York and New Jersey, and a New York State forest ranger was killed. Princess Kate taking part in British Remembrance Day commemorations, one of her first major appearances since undergoing chemotherapy. This is ABC News. 3 days of deliberation so far and still no verdict in the Indiana murder trial of Richard Allen, the man accused of murdering two teenage girls while hiking in 2017. The deliberations resume Monday. Four drivers have a chance to win NASCAR's championship today in Phoenix. Ryan Blaney, Joey Logano, William Byron, and Tyler Reddick. Stock car racing, though, mourning the loss of one of the sport's legends. Hall of Famer Bobby Allison died at 86. A collectible store owner in Houston asking the public to help find the person who stole a rare Pokemon card. Carlos Nazario said it was stolen while he worked as a vendor last weekend at Collecticon.
I was a little bit distracted dealing with people conversing, and during that time, he probably took advantage of me being distracted.
Card was a Japanese exclusive worth $4,000. Nazario posted a photo of the stolen card online. He said he got a call from a store owner in Pearland, Texas, who said a man tried to sell him the same card. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
My name is Bonnie Jones, and I would like to invite you to come worship at Willow Valley United Methodist Church. My husband and I moved to the area 4 years ago and began looking for a church. Willow Valley was one of the friendliest churches that we encountered, and we decided to make it our church home. After some time there, we came to realize that many of the members were related to each other. Although we were not even from Wisconsin, this church made us feel like family. If you are looking for a church where you can be welcome like family, come check us out at Willow Valley in beautiful downtown Ithaca. I hope to see you there.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Heath Bradberg for WRCO. We are going to be waking up with foggy conditions as we start off our Sunday. Also looking at mostly cloudy skies with rain showers, and then we're looking at a little bit more afternoon sprinkles as we head into later today. We have a low pressure system that's been slowly making its way closer to our state, and that is eventually going to be pushing through right the middle of Wisconsin, eventually moving off into the eastern direction. That's going to give us plenty of scattered showers for today into the afternoon. Highs today are going to be in the low to mid 50s. Heading into tonight, decreasing clouds with lighter winds. We're looking at lows dropping into the upper 30s to low 40s. Now for our Monday, we're not going to be quite as warm. We're looking at partly cloudy skies to mostly sunny as we head into the afternoon. Winds are going to be breezy through the day. We're looking at winds from the northwest gusting up to 25 miles per hour, highs in the mid to upper 40s. Monday night, we're looking at clear skies and calm winds. We're going to have much colder temperatures. We're looking at lows dropping down to the mid to upper 20s. For Tuesday, we have a few clouds and slightly warmer temperatures. Highs are expected to be upper 40s to low 50s for our Tuesday. Wednesday, we have another batch of rain showers that's going to be pushing through. It's going to be mostly cloudy with scattered light rain showers. We're looking at highs hitting the mid to upper 40s once again, but then after that pushes out, for Thursday, we are looking at mostly sunny skies with warmer temperatures and calmer winds expected as well. Highs are going to be a little bit warmer. We're looking at low to mid 50s, and same thing is going to be happening for Friday, mostly sunny skies with more dry conditions, highs once again in the low to mid 50s. And getting into our Saturday to kick off this next weekend, we're looking at mostly cloudy with increasing winds. Afternoon showers are expected to start moving in as we continue getting into later Saturday afternoon. We're looking at highs going to be hitting the low to mid 50s once again. From the WRCO Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg.
Richland County Bank is a community bank.
Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's a cloudy and slightly foggy 46 degrees. That's up from a morning low of 45. Yesterday, we saw a high of 56 and 1/100 of an inch of rain. A record high for this day set in both 1964 and 2022 at 71, and a record low in 1950 at 10. Last year on this day, our high was 45 and our low 27. Sunset today will be at 4:42. Sunrise tomorrow at 6:49. 1/100 of an inch of rain has fallen since midnight. The barometer is slightly down to 29.72, and northwest winds are at 2. Again, it's 46 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center. WRCO's morning news today is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and the Philback family of dealerships.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. As autumn finally sets in, stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium bird seed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet, we appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Bo Hendricks. The Monroe County Sheriff's Office reports that on Thursday morning at 10:20, a Monroe County deputy came across a two-vehicle crash on County Highway A west of County Highway T. The subsequent investigation showed that a vehicle driven by Christopher Cattle, age 39 of Toma, was headed eastbound when it crossed completely into the westbound lane and struck a westbound vehicle driven by David Wilcox, age 63 of Toma. Wilcox died as a result of injuries sustained in the crash. A passenger in the vehicle with Wilcox sustained serious injuries in the crash and was taken from the scene by Gunderson Air. Prior to the crash, law enforcement was attempting to locate the vehicle driven by Cattle after it had been seen driving erratically and struck a sign in the city of Sparta. The investigation found that Cattle was believed to be under the influence of illicit drugs. Cattle was arrested and booked into the Monroe County Jail. Charges he is facing include homicide by intoxicated use of a motor vehicle, reckless homicide, and operating after suspension causing death. Cattle will have a bond hearing on Monday. Riverdale High School drama director Chris Simonson is proud to announce that yesterday the cast and crew of the Riverdale one-act play, When Bad Things Happen to Good Actors, advanced to state competition, which will be held in 2 weeks at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee campus. The performance date or time is not known at this time, but will be announced when information becomes available. Congratulations go out to everyone on the fine job and fantastic performance. A local nonprofit is asking residents and businesses to give generously this fall to help them meet their 2024 fundraising goal. The mission of the Richland County United Givers is to raise funds for other local nonprofit organizations that serve the residents of the greater Richland County area. Jay Muller is a Richland County United Givers Executive Board member.
Normally what we do, we're starting now, putting up posters and putting on our brochures. If you find our brochure somewhere out there, take a look at it because it has a lot of information on just exactly what our goals are and what organizations that we represent. And the biggest thing is that we go through December, and then normally we issue the checks to the organizations that have been selected, which this year there's 19 of them, and then we present the checks to them in January.
This year, the Richland County United Givers are supporting 19 local nonprofit organizations.
Let's start with the top of the list is Aging and Disability Resource Center, Bridge of Hope, Hornets Football Summer Camps, and if the brochures tell exactly, they give us what they need, and we supply it. Kinship of Richland County, Lone Rock Rescue, Lydia's House, which is a new organization that's been around for quite a while, Muscadet's EMS, Ukuch Main Society, Passages, Pine Valley Foundation, Richland Area Crime Stoppers, Richland Area Rescue, Richland Community Food Pantry, Richland County Children and Family Advocate Council, Richland County Health and Human Services, Riverway Communities of Hope, Salvation Army, Smith Woodland Hills, and the Union Cadre Learning Center. We always take new recipients every year that ask for it, and the SUD opens up a certain time of year, and you can apply online.
The Richland County United Givers 2024 fundraising goal is $39,000, and the bulk of the money donated stays right here in Richland County to help local residents.
A lot of these organizations, the 19 that we represent, they use this type of year to set their budgets for the entire year. This is when they make their big push to last all year round. So, because we not only help people during this time of year, we help people all year round. And these 19 organizations cover everything from people with disabilities to homeless people to people in need to mentoring for teenagers. We help with aging and disability, ADRC, and health and human services. We also go the full gamut of helping our animals like Richland Area Rescue and Ukuch Humane Society. And so there's a lot of, I hate to say it, bang for your buck, because United Givers covers a lot of these charities, and we choose them carefully. They're all nonprofit, which we are. There's nobody paid in our organization, so my income for this is absolutely zero, but the gratification of helping other people. So that's really helpful. And also, too, when you go to do your taxes and you do if you do itemized deductions, this way you don't have to list all the charities you give to. You just put United Givers and it covers the whole thing.
Donations and pledges to support the Richland County United Givers with their 2024 fundraising goal can be done online at RichlandRCUnitedGivers.org or mailed to Post Office Box 228, Richland Center, Wisconsin 53581. For more information, you can visit the Richland County United Givers website or email them at rcunitedgivers@yahoo.com. Enjoy a pancake breakfast and help out a neighbor. The Ithaca Lions Club is hosting a pancake breakfast fundraiser for Chris Coe. Pancakes with all the extras are being served until 12:30 today at the Ithaca High School Commons. Cost is $10 for adults, $5 for students, and free for preschoolers. There's also a bake sale and auction. It's time for some pre-holiday fun and bring smiles to a child. The annual Smiles for a Child Toy Drive is being held this afternoon at Julie Karen State Farm Insurance. The Rockin' Reindeer Party will begin at 1 in the office parking lot in downtown Richland Center. There will be a visit from Santa and Mrs. Claus along with the reindeer. Stop by and enjoy refreshments. Smiles for a Child serves children from infant to age 18 to make sure they receive a gift at Christmas. Applications will be available at Richland County Health and Human Services starting on Monday and continuing through November 27th. Toys will be available for pickup on Saturday, December 14th at the Richland Center Community Center. Today is the final performance of Grease, School Edition, presented by the Richland School District Foundation and Richland Center High School at 2 in the Richland Center High School Auditorium. The popular musical, which has been performed on the Broadway stage and big screen, is set in the 1950s and includes Sandy, Danny, and the rest of the cast helping bring their story to life with the fun, family-friendly show. Tickets available at the door are $10 for ages 7 and up and $6 for ages 6 and under. Activity tickets will not be accepted. Doors open 30 minutes prior to the performance. The curtains will rise on today's final performance of Grease School Edition at 2 in the Richland Center High School Auditorium. It's time right now, though, for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
During the presidential elections campaigning leading up to the November 2020 elections, an interesting article about Richland County, Wisconsin, and their voter tendencies from not just those 4 years, but historically over the past 4 decades. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to a January 2001 edition of the Achy Breaky newsletter, Volume 13, Number 1, Page 2, it was taken from jsonline.com/news/politics/election. The October 12, 2020 lengthy article included a picture of a rural scene with a caption identifying notably the significant historical consistency of Richland County in voting for the president over the past 40 years since 1980. The late-setting winter sun cast on an amber glow on a church in Richland County, one of only 19 counties in the United States to vote for the winning president every election since 1980. It was in a story by Craig Gilbert of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel titled, "Trump and Biden Need to Win Wisconsin." The swing state could be the 2020 election tipping point. The article reads, "Realize this was 4 years ago and identified an election from 8 years ago between the candidates Clinton and Trump in 2016 with the following excerpt. In 2016, Wisconsin was the tipping point state, the one that mathematically put Trump over the top in the Electoral College. The current presidential ad wars are testament to how vital this state is for both sides. Between April and the end of September, the 13 TV markets that saw the most presidential ads included 3 in Wisconsin, located in Green Bay, La Crosse, and Milwaukee. Wisconsin state lawmaker Dale Schultz from Richland County was quoted in this article. A lot of regional political analysis was included, and one line specifically holds true. Quote, "This is one of the great ground zero hotspots in presidential politics," end quote. Considering going on to check the entire article on that website, jsonline.com. Or better yet, to receive an insert article of the October issue of the Achy Breaky newsletter, contact us at our website, richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, covering the 6th Wisconsin Battery.
The Richland County Historical Society appreciates your support. It's been a great year with many new family, individual, and business members. Would you consider joining? For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses, just $20. A lifetime membership is available for just $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. The Society hopes you're enjoying these weekly history moments.
Hello friends, Mark Philback here from the Philback Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the Lifetime Powertrain Warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosqueville, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philback.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philback Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philback Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Today is Sunday, November 10th. Mary Elizabeth Linz, 95 of Richland Center, died Thursday, November 7th. A funeral mass will be held on Saturday, November 16th at 11 at Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Keysville. Burial will follow in the parish cemetery. The mass will be live streamed on the St. Mary Keysville Facebook page. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center on Friday from 4 until 6:45 with a rosary at 6:45. Friends may also call at Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Keysville, Saturday from 10 to 11, with a rosary at 9:30. Memorials may be made to Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Parish or Mass Intentions for Mary. Mary Elizabeth Linz, 95, of Rural Richland Center.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisor Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
This morning's birthdays and anniversaries are sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
For years, you've relied on The Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at The Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at The Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Good handful of birthday and anniversary wishes going out on this Sunday, November 10th. Happy birthday today on behalf of the Richland Center Alliance to Judy Sobranek, Robin Hampton, Mark Moran, Lori Lee, Stevens Vance, John Fruit, and Lori Marshall. Happy birthday on behalf of the Muscadet Blue River and Evoke Alliance to Jordan Baumkamp, Maggie Frawley, Jesse Hiltbrand, Patrick Studnitka, and Jared Roan. Schmidt Woodland Hills would like to wish Rebecca Daly a very happy birthday today. Happy birthday on behalf of the Richland Center Primary School to Kale Waldner, Chloe Waldner, and Lily Wilson. Happy birthday on behalf of the Bloom City Town Crier today to John Fruit and Darren Hornby. Happy birthday to Pam Fry today from the Little Willow Birthday Club. Happy birthday as well today to Lori Stevens Vance, and that is from the Richland Center United Methodist Church. Happy birthday on behalf of Beulah Wesleyan to Darren Hornby. Happy birthday to Alexander Andrada. Happy 8th from Grandma and Grandpa Andrada. Happy birthday to Ann Stoltz from Lori and the Guys. St. Mary's School would also like to wish today Catherine Stadley a happy birthday. Happy birthday to Karen Rennish from Mike and Chris. Anniversary wishes going out today. Happy anniversary to Pat and Diane Clements from the Bloom City Town Crier. Happy anniversary to Kurt and Janie Thompson from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions. Willow Valley United Methodist Church would like to wish a happy anniversary to Aaron and Bonnie Jones today. And happy anniversary to Sydney and Dakota Linz from Mom and Dave. To all of you celebrating your big day today, be it a birthday or an anniversary, we hope it's a great one. From all of us here at WRCO and from The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be. WRCO's Morning Sports Today, sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Richards Insurance. See the people you can trust at Richards Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving all of Southwest Wisconsin. Richland Electric Cooperative is proud to offer many services to its members and area residents. Richland Electric Co-op is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call them for a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Carrier gas furnace. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
This weekend in 2024 State Boys Soccer Tournament play, it was in Game 3 on Saturday that St. Augustine Prep took down Sheboygan Falls 2-0. Also on Saturday, it was Lake Country Lutheran scoring a 1-0 narrow win over Shoreland Lutheran. Also in the state girls volleyball tournament this weekend in Green Bay on Saturday, it was Barron defeating Aquinas 3-1. Also in Manitowoc, Lutheran scored a win as they defeated Regis 3-2. And it was Eau Claire Emmanuel Lutheran defeating Columbus Catholic 3-1. In football play this weekend in the Big Ten, it was Ohio State over Purdue 45-0, while Rutgers defeated Minnesota 26-19. In the WEAC, it was Stout over Oshkosh 35-21. UW River Falls took down Stevens Point 45-17. It was Lacrosse edging out Whitewater 24-21. And Platteville scored a 56-14 win over Eau Claire. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says the league is working very hard on bringing a game to Berlin in the future. The NFL played its first regular season game in Germany in Munich in 2022, then two games in Frankfurt the following year. Munich is hosting today's game between the New York Giants and Carolina Panthers. Berlin holds a personal significance for Goodell. He was involved in the NFL's first exhibition game in Germany there in 1990. Also, Jackson Dart threw a 10-yard touchdown pass in the third quarter, and number 16, Mississippi, shut down Georgia for a 28-10 victory. Caden Davis kicked five field goals as Mississippi earned its third consecutive win. Jalen Milroe highlighted a career-high 185 yards rushing with four scoring runs, and Alabama routed LSU 42-13. Milroe's fourth touchdown came on a 72-yard sprint that gave the Crimson Tide a 29-point lead early in the fourth quarter. The victory keeps Alabama firmly in contention for a college football playoff berth. Also, taking a look at other sports scores from around the league. In basketball yesterday, it was Utah edging out San Antonio 111-110. Chicago defeated Atlanta 125-113. It was Cleveland 105, Brooklyn 100, and the LA Clippers took down Toronto 105-103. And some other college football scores yesterday. It was Texas over Florida 49-17, while Georgia Tech scored a 28-23 win over Miami. Kansas took down Iowa State 45-36. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.
All American, helping make all of your jobs easier. Visit All American Do It Centers in Tolma, Sparta, and Richland Center. Stafford Funeral Home. Families will find that they are willing to work with them to provide services from the traditional to completely personalized. And Bob at Chitwood Electric, providing sales and service of electric motors and Schaefer barn fans, plus electric motor rewinding and repair.
Ground firm. at your feet, Lord Jesus. In your presence there is fullness of joy. There is nothing, there is no one who compares with you. I take pleasure in worshiping.
and less of me. Lord, I pray that there might be more of you and less of me. Like a grain of wheat that falls to the earth and dies to live anew. All my plans and earthly desires, I lay them down to follow you.
We want more.